Hi, this is episode number 3 from the Holistic Sleep Doc, Dr. Mike Headley. And the question of the day and the discussion of the day is, what is the optimum temperature for sleep? This is pretty critical as we've been talking about setting up your sleep cave in complete darkness, uncluttering your bedroom from the floor to the walls to the dressers to the nightstands. So the optimum temperature for sleep, the research says, is 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. There are some leeway temperatures, so people can go to up to 70 degrees and they can go down into the 55 degree range for some people, but most people sleep optimally between 60 and 67 degrees. And the reason for that is when our body cools down, we get into deeper sleep faster. And if we're sitting in bed, when we're laying in bed and our body's too hot and we're turning and tossing under the covers, or we're even getting kind of clammy and kind of sweaty, our organs do not cool down enough to detoxify, our brain doesn't cool down, and we just don't hit that deep sleep. So I highly recommend keeping your bedroom 60 to 67. Personally, we do about 62 degrees on most nights. So what can you do if your spouse or bed partner does not like the temperature? You can always wear socks to bed year-round, because when your feet are warm, a lot of people sleep better. So some sleep experts recommend you sleep with socks on. Not a big fan of fans to keep you going. I'm not a big fan of windows open unless it's completely quiet outside. There's no cars going by or animals or dogs barking, or sometimes the breeze will pick up and come in and wake you up. You got to close the windows, and then light can come in. So, and also I also recommend an hour and a half or so to increase your body temperature by taking a warm shower, warm bath, by increasing our temperature, so then it inherently will drop down the next hour and a half or two getting into bed, and then as our temperature in our room is cooler, we will get into deeper sleep, the restorative, the hormone replenishing, healthy sleep, so we can live our best life possible. And remember, the slogan is, sleep is a skill, you can learn to master it. And so I'm going through some no-brainer, quick, easy, simple, free tips and techniques that you can do to improve your overall sleeping ability. Hope this helps. Take some action. Check your thermostat. I know there's high-tech options out there that you can program your thermostat with your phone. You can set dimmer switches and timers that you can say, okay, it's 9 o'clock, I'm going to go to bed at 10 or 10:30. You can set the temperature to start cooling down. And just don't have it way too cold so you're shivering and you're tensing up and you can't get comfortable. But don't have it way too warm so you're sitting there on top of your sheets in your comforter and you're just uncomfortable and have to get fans. Not a big fan of that. So what I am a big fan of is exposing our body and or face to some cooler water to help thermoregulate. That stimulates the vagus nerve, gets our body into a relaxation state, and helps us get into deeper sleep and downshift as we lay in bed. So after people take their warm shower or bath in the evening, some people have been known to get a bucket and or a bowl of water and put some ice cubes in there and submerge their face in there to cool it down, you know, and or run their face in the shower under some cool water. I do that every morning. It's a really, really great. It's great for mitochondria. It's great for energy. It's great for circulation. And a lot of people will wake up in the morning, but when you cool your face down and brain down at night, it actually doesn't just wake you up for a long period of time. It's not like a jolt of caffeine. So take this and use the information. Optimum temperature for sleep is 60 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And I hope you have a great night's sleep from the Holistic Sleep Doc, Dr. Mike Headley, where sleep is a skill. Learn to master it.